Proverbs chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Okay, now this is where the talking stops. We're going to get right to our lesson. And I'm going to actually fill it out with you. I have my notes here, but I want to fill it out so I don't get lost. We are talking today about being a true friend. Being a true friend. Let me ask you a question. Okay, and this is where we get serious, guys. I want you to participate. Again, if you have a question during the lesson, feel free to raise your hand and ask it if it's serious. I don't need any stories. I don't need any situations. You know, I say one thing and you say, well, one time this happened. No, I don't. I just, if you have a question, a serious question, raise your hand. And we, if we can answer it, we will. If not, we'll move on. But let me ask a question to you. How many of you have had a friend in your short life of 15, 16, 17 years, maybe younger, but you've had a friend that at one time you guys were really close, you were close, and then you realized at the end that they were just kind of being fake the whole time. Anyone have a, okay, I've been there too. Someone that was a friend, and then you get to a point, and then you're not friend because you realize that that person really wasn't being a good friend. Now, I won't have you raise your hands on this, but maybe sometime in your life, you have been that person. You have been that one that wasn't really being genuine. You weren't being very real. You were the one that was being kind of fake. Sometimes if we're not careful, we can be like that. I want to talk to you to give you some biblical principles about being a true friend. Got your pens ready? Got your papers ready? Okay. You can write your name on it. Actually, do write your name on it, because if we don't finish it, we'll put them on the table for next week. Okay? You can put your name on it at the top. Being a true friend. We're in Proverbs 18:24. I'll read the verse first. If you're not there, you can just listen. But Proverbs 18:24 says this: a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I want to give you first, right there at the top of your page, the definition of a friend. Okay? If you're on the right side, it says being a true friend at the top, Proverbs 18:24. Definition of a friend is this: a person, write this down, a person, first blank, definition of friend. A person.
Write person down.
Yep, write in that blank. Fill it in. Come on, fill in the blank. A person whom one knows and with whom one has a bond, B-O-N-D, a bond of mutual affection. B-O-N-D, bond, like bond cream for your feet, okay? I'm going to say it again. This is a friend. This is what a definition of a friend. A person whom one knows and with whom one has a bond of mutual affection. That's the definition of a friend. Okay? Got that written down? Underneath that is a quote. The next little bullet point, it says, friendship is a blank. Friendship is a responsibility. Friendship is a responsibility, not an opportunity. Friendship is a responsibility, not an opportunity. If you've got a good friend, you're going to have to work at it. If you have a good friend, it's not just going to be, well, you're going to have to work at it. Sometimes you're going to get mad at each other and all this. We're going to talk about some of that stuff, but it's not just an opportunity for you to get a bunch of stuff. Oh, I love my friend because they give me so much. Or I love my friend because, you know, they're always, and it's all about you. Don't make it all about you. Friendship is a responsibility, not an opportunity. Now let's start getting into what the Bible says. A true friend will, okay, there's five that I have. Number one is this: a true friend will speak honestly when needed. Number one, you see the number one? Speak honestly when needed, right in the middle of that front page. A true friend will, colon, number one, speak honestly when needed. Now, I almost left out the when needed part, but I thought, you know what? Sometimes we always need to be honest, but sometimes we need to keep our mouth shut. Now, I'm going to get into that. But look what the Bible says. I'm not going to have you turn there so we can get going, but Proverbs 27:17 says this. You can write down the passage if you want. Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpeneth iron. Okay? I got a knife set at home. A little, you know, butcher block kind of knife set. And it comes with this little rod where you can sharpen the knives on there. I don't even know how to do it right, but it's metal on metal and it sharpens the knife. And the second part of the verse says, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Guys, I'm going to separate you. This is church. We're paying attention. Okay? Okay, well, then move yourself. Okay, come on. This is being recorded, guys. It's got to be suave. Just kidding. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, the Bible says. It says, iron sharpeneth iron. Come on in, Gracie. Grab a paper and pen in the back. We haven't gone too far into the lesson yet. Yes? The reference is Proverbs 27:17. For number one, speak honestly when needed. It says, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends. Friends should make each other better. Friends should make each other better. I have seen so many times, I think of my sister sometimes, she had friends, and they were always like mad at each other. And they're always bad mouth each other. Yeah, my friend, and she's such a, and I'm like, how are you guys friends? Do you guys like hang out ever? Or do you just, you're the kind of friends that just talk bad about each other? I just didn't understand it. Friends should help each other. Friends should make each other better. They should sharpen each other. Okay? Here's a perfect example of sometimes when a friendship can not help. These guys are friends. It's great. But they're just laughing at each other. They're not paying attention. They're not sharpening each other. Friends should sharpen one another. They should help each other. And I will be separating. The Bible says, what is it? The verse says separating choice friends. I will be separating choice friends very shortly if they don't start acting right. Okay? Speak honestly when needed. The Bible also says this. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. That's Proverbs 27:6. Proverbs 27:6. No. Faithful are the wounds. That doesn't mean you can just slug your buddy or punch, give him a Charlie horse, and that's a faithful. Oh, what a faithful friend. It's talking about this. It's talking about sometimes you need to help your friend. Sometimes your friend's going to make a really stupid decision. They're going to do something really dumb. And you know what? As a friend, as a real friend, you can say, listen, before you make this decision, let me just help you. Let me just tell you what I think. Listen, I'm not going to make your decision for you, but I want to tell you what my heart is. I remember when I was getting ready to leave college. I was getting ready to come home my junior year of college and work at my church. And that was a difficult thing. We are not writing anything down yet, guys. We're not writing anything down yet, all right? So listen. But I was getting ready to leave, and my best friend, Stephen Russ, was my best friend. He was my roommate. It was just me and him in the room. And I'll never forget, I was getting ready to leave. I was packing things up. You know, I was flying out the next day or two. And Stephen, my buddy, says, Donald, can I talk to you about something? I said, yeah, bro, what's up? What's going on? And Stephen was, he didn't want me to leave so bad. This guy, he almost started crying. He's like, I really think this is the wrong decision. I said, I don't want you to leave. You know, I've seen people leave college and then they get away from God and blah, blah, blah. Because it's Bible college. I was going to study to be a preacher. And I knew in my heart that it was God's will. I already knew. God had already given me peace. But God had maybe hadn't given him peace yet. He's just a friend. He didn't want me to leave. And his friendship with me was like, man, I just don't want you to leave. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. It's okay to be honest when needed. But here's the first blank. Underneath, speak honestly when needed. The first bullet point is this. Don't be a... Anyone want to take a guess at what it is with the little dashes in there? You know what it is, Jemima? No, not goody two-shoes. It's okay to be a good two-shoes. Don't be a know-it-all. Three blanks, know-it-all. Don't be a know-it-all. I know a lot of know-it-alls. And you know what? Can I say this? Sometimes the know-it-alls, they don't have a lot of friends. You know why? Because know-it-alls are hard to get along with. You know, it's just, don't be a know-it-all. Don't be the person, that one person that's always like, well, here's what you should do. You know, well, I remember my grandpappy used to tell me that. Don't be a know-it-all. Well, you're doing it wrong here. You need to write it this way. No one likes a know-it-all. I mean, it just, don't be that person that is always in everybody else's business. Listen, again, that's why I put speak honestly when needed. There are going to be times when you need to be honest with your friend and help them out and give your advice, even if they don't ask for it. But most of the time, if they're not asking for your advice, then don't give it. Don't give it. Don't be a know-it-all. Listen, maybe nowadays, but as you become an adult, you're going to start to meet many of them. And maybe you say, well, I never meet know-it-alls. It's probably because you're the know-it-all. You know? I never met a know-it-all. And I know everything. No. Don't be a know-it-all. Okay? Just be someone that's humble. A know-it-all, problem with is it's pride. It's pride. You think you know everything. You think you have all the answers. You think that everybody else is dumber than you. That's pride. Don't be a know-it-all. Be humble. Next one underneath that. Okay? Next bullet point. Be honest, especially when asked sincerely. If you can't, this is how you spell it. I'll give it to you. S-I-N-C-E-R-E-L-Y. honesty. Be honest, especially when asked sincerely. I kind of mentioned that in my last bullet point was, you know, don't you, somebody just need to keep your mouth shut. But if, especially if someone asks you, say, hey, you know, what do you think I should do about this? What do you think I should do about this? Be honest with them. Don't just say what they want to hear. Because now sometimes they're asking you because they want you just to stamp your approval on their decision already. They've already made their decision. But don't give that, just be honest with them. If they're going to make a bad decision, they say, hey, what do you think about the decision I'm getting ready to make? Well, you don't agree with it. Don't be a jerk. Say, well, you're being stupid. You're an idiot. Okay? That's not being a good friend. But you can be honest with them and say, listen, you can say, listen, here's what I think about your decision. I got a buddy that comes to me and says, Pastor Donald, you know, I'm getting ready to start smoking cigarettes. Just something I thought was really cool. And, you know, it seems like, so I think I'm going to start. What do you think about that, Donald? Now, I could say, well, number one, you're an idiot. Number two, you can get cancer. Number three, you're an idiot. Listen, I could do it that way and be a jerk and you don't make a mess. But I can say, listen, bro, I understand you probably want to be cool like everybody else. People, maybe your friends are doing it. But listen, man, I could say, listen, guys, listen. I could say, listen, it does cause cancer. Hey, it's going to damage your lungs. Hey, I don't want you to die early. I don't want you getting cancer, man. Please think about this before you make it. It's not smart. I mean, there's a giant health warning on the box, okay? Be smart. That's different. That's giving your honest advice when they, especially when they ask for it. Now, there are going to be times, let's say my buddy's getting ready to start smoking cigarettes. He doesn't ask for my advice, but I know he's getting ready to start smoking cigarettes. As a true friend, I say, bro, before you start doing this, I know you didn't ask for my advice, and I'm not trying to step into your business, but you're my friend, and I love you, and I care about you, and I care about your family, and I care about your health. Please think about this. That's giving my honest advice, even when he doesn't ask for it, in a kind way, okay? In a kind way. And that's kind of where number two comes in, but we're not there yet, okay? Next bullet point. After, be honest, especially when asked sincerely. Next one. Sometimes it's best to keep our mouth shut. I like the word shut. It's a little bit more forceful. Shut. Keep our mouth shut. Goes right along with that first bullet point. Don't be a know-it-all. Okay? Sometimes it's best to keep our mouth shut. You got a true friend? You know, and maybe their decision isn't even one like smoke. Maybe it's just something different. And it's not even a bad thing. It's just something that you really don't agree with or you don't really like. Well, you know what? If they think it's the right thing to do, and your opinion doesn't have any really biblical backing, or you just, it's just because you're, well, I don't want you to do it because I don't like it. Okay? Sometimes it's best keep your mouth shut. Maybe it's a wrong decision, but you know what? Sometimes it's best, and that's why you need to be prayerful. You need to pray for your friends. You need to pray for wisdom. That's part of the reason, I mean, I challenge you guys to pray and read your Bibles, is so you can make the right decisions. And sometimes the right decision is not saying anything at all. Just keeping your mouth shut. You got a friend that's hurting. Maybe their mom died. It's a big deal. And, man, as a friend, you want to just go and just help them and just, man, say, buddy, oh, I wish I could be there for you. Oh, I'm sorry. And you just want to say all these things. And, you know, yeah, I mean, I had a friend once that lost his mom, and they're doing fine. And you just want to say all these things. Sometimes it's best to keep our mouth shut and just be there with that friend. The book of Job. Job lost all 10 of his kids. He was sick. Job, in the Bible, lost everything. And he had three friends that came to him. You know what they did for the first 7 days? They didn't say a word. They sat down next to him and didn't say a word for 7 days. Some of you can't go 7 seconds without saying something. And these guys went 7 days because that was the right thing to do, just to be quiet and just be with them. Sometimes it's best to keep our mouth shut. Okay, moving on. Ooh, we got to be done very soon. End of number one. It's that last bullet point under number one. Pick your friends. Don't pick your friends' noses, but pick your friends, but not to pieces. Pick your friends, but not to pieces. Okay? P-I-E-C-E-S. What I'm saying there is this. It's a great quote. Pick your friends, but not to pieces. Don't be just that critical friend. P-I-E, like pie, C-E-S. Pieces. Pick your friends, but not to pieces. Don't be that friend that's always criticizing your friends.
P-I-E-C-E-S.
Got it? Got it. Good. Okay. Pick your friends, but not to pieces. Okay, don't be that friend that's always, man, criticizing your friend. Man, your hair looks terrible today. Did you get a haircut? I hate it. My goodness. Hey, what is this little braid thing here? Is that like a new fad? I think that died in the 60s. I mean, come on. Don't be, and I'm kidding. But don't be, listen, don't be that, guys. Pick your friends, but not to pieces. Don't be critical. Is this a serious question?
No.
Thank you for being honest. Speak honestly when needed. I appreciate it. I'm going to finish this up right now. I'm going to just, no, you know what? I'm going to pray and we're going to be dismissed. We didn't get very far today. We had breakfast. That probably was a big part of it. That's all right. But announcements, Wednesday night class, teen revival, write your names down on these papers. And when you're dismissed, leave them on that back table, okay? Please do that. We'll pick it up next week. You need to be here next week, okay? What was number one? Someone raise your hand and tell me. What was number one? Part of being a true friend. Jayla.
Wait for number one.
Yeah.
Speak honestly when needed.
This week, guys, you got friends. Be honest with them. Speak honestly when needed. Someone asks for your advice. Be honest. Don't be a know-it-all. Think of these things. This is biblical principles. Iron sharpeneth iron. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. Okay? Let's pray, and we'll be dismissed. Right upstairs. We don't hang around the teen room. We don't hang around the gym. We all head right upstairs, up the stairs. Go to the bathroom now. We're not going to be leaving service. Okay? Go to the bathroom, get a drink of water, and leave. Okay? Yes, honey? Do not leave during handshaking time. You stay and you shake hands. And then you can wash your hands after. Let's pray. We'll be dismissed. Lord, we love you. Thank you for a great day. Lord, help us to be good friends to one another. Lord, this Bible lesson on being a good friend. And Lord, help us to speak honestly when needed. We love you. Bless these teens. Thank you so much for all of them being here. Your precious and holy name. Amen. 3, 6, 9, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 19. Okay. Now get out of here.